Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Iridium. We now have free Wi-Fi. Sign up and receive $10 off your next show, as well as exclusive discounts that are not available to the general public. And while you're at it, let everybody know you're here. If you were given a white card, please give it to your server so he or she can adjust your bill accordingly. Please take this moment to silence your cell phones and be aware that there is no flash photography or audio recording allowed. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Ed Palermo Big Band.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're safe. I got my rake. If some shit goes down, I got my rake. As most of us know, or a lot of us know, that my hero for the last 50 years is the one and only Mr. Frank Zappa. Ever since the first time I saw him live in 1969 in Philadelphia. Now, from time to time, I'd see a band live or hear some music that would test my little ninth grade brain, and believe me, it was very little. And I'd think, oh my God, is it possible that I like music more than Frank Zappa? And one of those live experiences was Emerson, Lake and Palmer. In fact, when I saw them, they did this song. It was before it was released, and we're going to play it for you now. It's from Emerson, Lake and Palmer's second album, Tarkus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ed Palermo Big Band. One, two, three, four, five.
One with the breeze. flavor of stew. Never need to worry with a tin of hurry curry. Poison is special for you. No use to complain if you're caught out in the rain. Your mother's quite insane. Cat food. Again. gotta have a real need. You gotta sleep on your toes when you're on the street. You've got to be able to pick out the easy meat with your right glove. Then moving in silently downwind and out of sight. You've got to strike when the moment is right without thinking. And after a while, you can work out. People that you lie to, so that when they turn their backs on you, you get the chance to put the we'll be right back.
Thank you. I tell you, these Monday nights, it never used to look like this on Monday nights. We used to, a long time ago, we used to outnumber the audience on a Monday. But here you are. This is beautiful. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. Okay, this week was a very, 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 very special week. Bruce, today or yesterday?
Oh, today.
Today, Bruce McDaniel, for the second time, became a grandfather.
Georgia is her name.
Georgia? All right. Okay, Georgia.
I was hoping you wouldn't sing, but that's okay.
And about 6 days ago, I became a grandfather for the first time. Cleo. Hey, Bruce. Oh, just going to say that I think we've given up all pretense of reaching out to a younger demographic. All this proud grandfather talk. But anyway, folks, if I told you everything we played, it would take way too long. But what we did, we played Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Mahavishnu, Chick Corea, a ton of King Crimson. The song you didn't recognize, because no one recognizes it in the middle there, is written by Tony Williams. And we did some Pink Floyd and Moody Blues. There you go. This is all music I grew up with, and I just put a new spin on it. When Ed Palermo puts a new spin on it, Bruce McDaniel refers to it as getting the notes wrong. But anyway, regardless, we do have product we are selling, and Tom Retz at the end of the bar, the fifth Beatle of the Ed Palermo Big Band, and he's selling stuff. He'll tell you all about it. And we are selling T-shirts. My wife, the new grandmother, is sitting right in the back, and she's got these cool T-shirts. It's great. If you ever wanted a T-shirt with a illustration of my face on it, so you could walk down the street feeling like a total douche, that you've come to the right place. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this next song, and I think you're going to love it too. It's going to feature the one, the only, Katie Jacoby.
Thank you.
ocean's going down. Going out in the nighttime, you think you make no sound. But you don't fool me, 'cause I know what you feel. If you ignore the things I say, someday soon gonna find you way down on Beggar's Farm. Way down on Beggar's Farm. I pay my money for no return. I think I need you. Gonna find someone. But you don't fool me, 'cause I know what you feel. When you go out, I won't ask you why. And I won't worry when I see you lie down on Beggar's Farm. We'll be right back.
right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that was Jethro Tull, obviously. And before that, we did play the music of Yes, Frank Zappa, what up, Procol Harum, and Steely Dan. And I guess that was it. All right, some of you who hear the band regularly may notice that we have a different drummer with us tonight. And wow, I got to tell you. When Ray Marchica, my regular drummer, said he couldn't make this gig, I went, uh-oh. But I've known this drummer for many years, and he's one of the only people that I know, one of the only drummers that could fill those shoes and just do it with such amazing talent and brilliance. Say hello to Joel Rosenblatt. I've been blowing kisses to him all night, and when you get the wrong idea, just because he's just making so much of this music. And I'm going to tell you a little Joel Rosenblatt story that you should enjoy. Many years ago, I did some arrangements, and we're talking about 35 years ago. I hadn't met Joel yet, and I did some arrangements for this guy who was just this really bad lounge singer. And so anyway, so I did some arrangements for him. And so eventually this really bad lounge singer hired Joel Rosenblatt to play for him. They didn't get along, not for any other reason, other than the fact that he's a bit of an idiot, right? And when Joel quit the gig, he said these words: "You're never going to work in this town again. I know Ed Palermo." And then Joel said, "Who's that Palermo?" So he gets the last laugh. Now, I mentioned before we were selling CDs. Folks, this is such an incredible deal. We've recorded like 5 or 6 Zappa CDs. And so we're selling them all tonight. Tom Retz will explain it to you. Here's the deal, though, that's incredible. Boy, do I sound full of shit, don't I? Okay, anyway, if you buy only one CD, you get your choice of either, and this is free, the Ed Palermo Big Band, an album called Electric Butter, where we play the music of Paul Butterfield and Mike Bloomfield, blues music, and or, it's not both, right, Thomas? And or? And or. And the other one is the one and only Ed Palermo Big Band Christmas album. It's called, it's an Ed Palermo Christmas. God bless everyone. Anyway, you get that for free if you buy just one of my other CDs. So there you go. Let's meet the people in the Ed Palermo Big Band. On tenor saxophone by the wall there, we have Drew Vanderwinkle. We call this the hot seat because Phil Chester usually plays this chair, and Phil's really almost irreplaceable. I mean, he's
very warm. He really runs warm. So
yeah. Can I continue?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
All right. But I really have to say, very few people played that particular part really well because it's really hard. But she's amazing, Emily Pecoraro. On alto saxophone, this guy is, I have to say, probably the greatest jazz alto saxophone player, I think, and it sounds like hyperbole, but in the world. He is so good, it blows my mind.
That's
Dan
right.
Gloed.
That's right. That's right. No pressure.
And that's one of the reasons why you haven't heard him solo yet. On tenor saxophone, well, what can you say? You heard him play, Ben Kono. On Barry Sax, bass clarinet, E flat clarinet. You're gonna hear her take a solo later on. Barbara Cefelli. On trombone, on tuba, on bass trombone, Matthew Ingman. On lead trombone, Charlie Gordon. On second trombone, Michael Boshin.
on second trumpet and playing that fantastic jazz in that last song, Matthew Tim. On lead trumpet, someone that we affectionately refer to as the ugliest broad in the band, Ronnie Buttercavoli. You met Joel already, but another round of applause for Joel Rosenblatt. On bass and web mastery, Mr. Paul Adamy. On this thing over here, we call this, that's the Mellotron. Then we have Ted Cushion. On vocals, guitar, producer of most of the albums that Palermo Big Band does, and arranger of several of the songs we've done tonight, Bruce McDaniel. On violin, Katie Jacoby. And I saved him for last because he's featured on this next song. You folks, fans of Emerson, Lake and Palmer? You have their first album, right? Okay, this is a song of theirs that Greg Lake wrote, but it has, I really do believe that Keith Emerson was as great as the greatest jazz pianist ever. And it was saddened me when he passed away. Just his music thrilled me almost as much as Frank Zappa's, and just a different type of talent than Frank Zappa. So this is forever dedicated to Keith Emerson. This is called Take a Pebble, and it's going to feature Bob Quaranta on the piano.
Thank you.
As most of you know, this song was written by Donald Fagen, and it's one of my favorite songs of his. Now, the meaning of, like most of Donald Fagen's songs, the lyrics, I don't get it. When he had, bring the band on down behind me, boys. When he came out with the album Asia, brilliant album, right? The first review I read of Asia was, he's the first rock person to do a song about the Iliad and whatever, you know, Homer and all that stuff. I thought, well, that's not for me, is it? But anyway, and IGY, that's what this is called, intergeographical or something, you know. But anyway, but now, the lyrics he has during this part, I don't think was meant to be an uplifting thing. Because, like, once again, the context is some over-intellectual thing that just goes way over my head. But I'd like to sing along because it is a beautiful couple lines. All right? Fair. What a wonderful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a wonderful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. Everybody! What a wonderful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a wonderful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. Now, I think it's really important because we are living in very, very, very strange times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just have to remember, and believe me, I know I'm sound like I'm preaching, but I know we got a president who feels that we're going to solve the forest fire problem with rakes. And, you know, but the fact is that the people who are coming out, like the firefighters who are actually trying to save people's lives, I mean, it really is, well, this is crazy times, but there are some beautiful, beautiful people out. So I'd like to sing it out once again. What a wonderful time this will be. What a glorious time to be free. Everyone! What a wonderful time this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a wonderful time this will be. What a glorious time to be free. Two more, folks! What a wonderful time this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a wonderful time this will be. Okay, now I'm about to totally destroy that vibe, that beautiful vibe I just created. I would like to sing, I have a message to the band, okay? Now, I think most of you agree that one of the great thinkers of all time, besides Donald Fagen, is Cher from Sonny and Cher. All right, I got something I gotta tell you guys, right? Here we go. You better sit down, kids. I'll tell you why, kids. You won't understand, kids. But give it a try. Now, how should I put this? I got something to say. You're not getting paid, kids. At least not today. I see that you're angry. Your face says it all. The check's in the mail, kids. Don't bust my balls. I know you work hard, kids. But don't shed a tear. But I need the bread, kids. For hookers and beer. I don't want to bug you. I sense your frustration. I'm driving you crazy with each modulation. You think I'm a jerk off, but I wouldn't kid ya. Let's go back to Frank Zappa and a song called Echidna. We'll be right back.
love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Is that Laura Palmer over there? What better way to end a concert of beautiful, joyous, uplifting music than some totally depressing shit from Twin Peaks? That's right, we're ending the show with this. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. We'll be back December 10, Monday night, December 10, even though it's not listed that way yet. December 10th, it's going to be our Christmas prog show. Prog rock mashed up with Tchaikovsky and all sorts of Christmas stuff. I'm going to make a total jackass out of myself, so you don't want to miss that, December 10th. Don't forget to buy CDs from Tom Rentz, the fifth Beatle of the Ed Palermo Big Band. Once again, another round of applause for the Ed Palermo Big Band. The Ed Palermo Big Band. You know what? We're going to give you one more. All right, okay. When Frank Zappa, supposedly when Frank Zappa was on his deathbed, he told Gail, his wife, that there were certain songs he didn't want anyone to play. And this is one of them. I never saw the sense in and believe me, who loves Frank Zappa more than me, but I never saw any sense in that because it would only apply to those people who had heard that he had made the request in the first place. So anyway, I want to be known for henceforth as the guy who ignores people's deathbed wishes. This is called Watermelon and Easter Hay. Kenny Jacoby.
ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the incredible Ed Palermo Big Band. Thank you for coming out tonight to support live music at the Iridium. Make sure you check out our revamped website at www.theiridium.com for information on upcoming events, and we hope to see you again soon. On behalf of myself and the whole staff, we wish you a very good night and a safe trip home. Thank you.